Chapter 6. The Search. Working with Dad was great, and I still do it today. But I also broke up with my girlfriend. It was a difficult time, and I was very sad for a while. I was living with my parents, who were becoming worried about me. So I decided to move in with a friend called Byron, who was very kind and helped me to feel better. He had a lot of friends, and we often went out together. He also had the internet, and I had a new, fast computer. I started thinking again about India. Maybe starting the search again would help me to feel more positive. I knew that the chance of finding my family was small, but it was not impossible. Also, maybe finding my past could help me to decide what to do with my future. So I decided to continue the search for home. It did not start as an obsession. If Byron was not at home, I often sat at the computer for a couple of hours on Google Earth. I began by looking again at different B towns, but there were too many that started with B. This way of searching was not useful. So I thought about what I knew, which was places, not names. There were no mountains or sea near my home in India. I knew that my town, which might be called Ginestle, had a railway station and a river. The station of Berhampur, the B town, had a water tower, an overpass, and a road outside it. I needed a better way to search using this information. The train from the B town went to Kolkata, so I could get to that town by following the track back from Kolkata station. I was quite sure that the train journey on the night that I got lost was between 12 and 15 hours. But there were many different trains from Kolkata station that went all over India. I called my Indian friend from Canberra to ask for her dad's advice again. He thought that travelling 12 to 15 hours on an Indian train made a journey of about 1,000 kilometres. I decided to draw a big circle around Kolkata on Google Earth. The city was in the centre of the circle, and I drew the circle line 1,000 kilometres from Kolkata all around it. I could follow every train track leaving the station until I reached the line. This felt like a much better way to do the search. The circle that I drew had a huge part of India in it, with 345 million people living in that area. I was ready to start, but I was also a little nervous. Was finding four people there impossible? As I looked at Kolkata from above on the computer, I was a 5-year-old boy again, trying to find the right train home. I picked a train track and started the search. It was long and slow. It took hours just to look at a small area, but I felt sure that I could find home this way. I was very careful not to miss any station, because some of them were very small. When I reached the line of the circle, 1,000 kilometres from Kolkata, I went back along the track and I started again on a different one. One night, as I was searching, I came to a river. I looked near it, and there was a station and an overpass. My heart was in my mouth. I could see water, but there was no water like this near my home, and I suddenly knew that this was the wrong place. Mistakes like this happened a lot. The search lasted for weeks, and then months. Sometimes Byron took me out with his friends to give me a rest from the computer. Some months later, I was lucky enough to meet someone who became my girlfriend. Lisa and I are still together today. She understood how important my search was, and she wanted me to find my home. She never once said, "This is too much of an obsession," or "It might be time to stop this now," or "It's impossible to find your hometown in all of India." With Lisa in my life, I was more positive than ever about my search. I did not tell many people what I was doing, not even my parents. I was worried that they might think that I was unhappy with my life in Australia. But this was not true. Slowly, I searched through large areas of India. Any time that I was not working or seeing friends, I was on the computer. I went out with Lisa sometimes, of course, but I was on Google Earth 7 nights a week. Sometimes she looked at me strangely. Maybe she thought that I was becoming a little too obsessed. But she understood that I had to continue until I was finished. It was difficult to describe my feelings, but Lisa took the time to listen to me. I wanted to tell my Indian family that I was okay. I also wanted to understand my past life better, and then maybe I could understand myself better too. Lisa was never angry about it. But she was afraid of one thing. She did not want me to go to India only to discover that my family was not there anymore. But I could not allow myself to think about that. I had to keep searching. The circle around Kolkata, which was my search area. The dark lines show the two most possible train journeys from my home to Kolkata. China. Nepal. Indian Ocean. It was slow and difficult work, like I was living my past every night. Sometimes I felt lost, like a 5-year-old boy again, trying to find my home. But then, one night in March, at around 1 o'clock in the morning, everything changed. The search lasted for weeks and then months.